We're after Halacha Gimel, in the middle of the Gemara. Habari Minu Gos, which is... Avani Minu Gos, I'll tell you exactly where it is.
Did you say that?
It is 3, 6, 9 lines to the top. The first word in the line is Avonim. Okay? First word in line is Avonim. Minu Gos. Okay, 9 lines from the top. Avoni Minugos, you have stones which got afflicted with saras. They were from a house in which there was saras in the house. Shason seed, which you made into plaster. Now, in the process of making the plaster, you burn them. You burn the stone, you crush it, you pulverize it, you make it, and then you burn it, and make a plaster. So, what's their status after you made them plaster? Is Tane, there's one but the Tana who said Olumi Tumasa, they're no longer Tommy. Vis Tane Lalumi De Tumasa. And there is another Tana who said they do not lose their tumor. Manmar Olumi De Tumasa, Neil says they lose their tumor. Harelu Mutoros, it would seem that he should hold that after they lose their tumor, they're also permitted to derive benefit from. You can derive benefit from them, even though that which has saras is also by no means prohibited to derive benefit from. But, you know, once it's burnt and it loses its tumor, surely it should be permissible to derive benefit from them, right? And if you hold on the other hand that when they are burnt, they do not lose their tumor, and they should remain also by no, they should remain forbidden. Says Gemara, no. Even according to people who chose that they lost their tumah, they remain forbidden. They receive tzaras mam eres, because it says tzaras mam eres. What does mam eres mean? It means that it is accursed. Tembo me'era, put upon it a curse. Al the enemy menu, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. So benefit from it. So even once it's burnt, you're still allowed to derive benefit from it, even though it's tumah is gone.
Why would you ever have a mina?
Because anything else that turns are about the same. It's a very good avamina. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Call nisrafim a foreign mutter. Anything which there is a mitzvah to burn because it's prohibited to derive benefit from. Once you burn it, the ashes are mutter by naw. Chutz me'efer abba machmas avodah zara, except for ash which comes from avodah zara." So Rabbi Chiya is as for Rabbi Yochanan. Wait a minute. The ashes which come from this house, which had saras, doesn't come from Avodah Zarah. Yet nonetheless, you forbid it even after it's burnt. Why? Says Maram Alesi says very interesting part. Limud. He says, Shani Oyi, it's different. To receive Netitza, Netitza, Zegzer Shava. It says, Netitza, by a house which has Saras, you have to break down the house. It says, Netitza, by Avodah Zarah, you have to break down any Avodah Zarah. So it's Zegzer Shava, just like Avodah Zarah is usher even after it's burnt, so too Saras is usher even after it's burnt. So these are two unique things. The two cases are even after the substance is burned, it still remains also by Noah. Chometz is not like that, but this is like that. Okay? Mishayilu Chavili Tilson, some of you had a bundle of twigs. I think Tilson is fenugreek. Yeah, but you're not allowed to burn the Lechatchila.
No, but at Pesach, you find Chometz at the end of
Pesach. Yeah, it's mutter by now. No, but you're not allowed to burn the ashes. You're not allowed to burn it yourself. That's like aim of outland is for Lechatchila. You bury it. Although I might be wrong about that. I think I'm wrong. I think you're allowed to burn the chametz and then you're allowed to use the ashes. Yes. You can use the ashes. Yeah. You certainly can use the ashes. I think you're allowed to burn the chametz. It's not called bittul. I take that back. It would be permissible. Okay? Mishul Chavili Tilson Shokili Akerem. Some of you had Chavili Tilson had bundles, I believe they're fenugreek bundles, of Kili Akerem, which grew, of course, in a vineyard and now became kilaim, right, or forbidden. Yidoku, they must be burnt. Nisaru Bachir, what if they got mixed up into others? In other words, one of these bundles got mixed up into another other bundles. Yikula Yidoku, they have to burn all the bundles to the Rebbe Meir. Why? Because it's not bottle, it's a Darba Choshev. It's significant. Once it's in a bundle, it's never canceled. If there are 200 bundles corresponding to this one, so then this one is okay, it's saved. Mayor said, things which are generally counted, even though they're not always counted, and generally bundles of twigs are sold by count, not by estimate, so things which are generally counted, Mikadish, they're considered to be Choshev, and they're not Botel. V'chachomrim, a Mikadish el Shisha Dvorim, Chachomim argue, they say there are only six things, which we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, which are never Botel, because they are never sold by estimate. Ever! Remember, if they're generally sold by number, and not by estimate, that already is enough to say they're not canceled. Rabbanan say must be something which is always sold by amount and never by estimate. Only then is it not canceled. So that's six things. Akiva says seven things. We're going to learn them in the next Mishnah. In the meantime, v'kami chavila. How much is a bundle? Esrim is a type of which we esrim v'chamisha zirin. 25 stalks is a bundle. I'm Rabbi Yenavar. Bomino mito. I know it is important to tell us, but for four of these bundles, you can make bed legs. In other words, one of the bundles is still too slender to make bed legs. Put four bundles together, can make legs of a bed. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, Chaim Adivirei Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, they had a machlokas. One said, Chaim Meir, Asora Dvorim Mekadishim. There are 10 things in the world which are Mekadish. In other words, Rabbanan said 6, Rabbi Kiva said 7, Rabbi Meir holds 10. There are only 4 more, and they are enumerated, but we won't get into that right now. The Chorona Amar, the other said, no, Divrei Meir, Chorona Meir, it's much more than that. Kol Advarim Mikachim. Anything which is occasionally sold occasionally or generally, I'm not sure exactly which one, but occasionally or generally sold by a number, even if it's often sold by estimate, or by weight, nonetheless it's osur. So it's much more than 10 things. 10 things would be somewhat expanded on 6 or 7, but relatively minor. 10, according to him, it's anything which is often sold by number, that already is considered to be something which is not bought till. Rabbi Yaakov Barach Omar, Shmuasa, he said in the name of a tradition, literally a something he had heard, that Masnisa Pliga, this Brisa argues on the Brisa are about to quote. It's a Mishnah actually. The Masnisa Pliga, the Mishnah about to quote argues Amanda Mardivere Mayor on the opinion shoulder Mayor holds. There are big typos here. According to opinion shoulder Mayor holds, Kol Hadvari Mikachi. Okay, not a sword for Mikachim. The following Mishnah, which about learns, argues at the beginning of Ramayot that there anything which is sold by number becomes usur no matter how much there is opposite it to cancel it. The Tzniyata, because we learned over there, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's a typo here, to which we are Mayor said, Ramayor, Lo Yisus Karu Rimone Badon, the Chatzire Geva. The only reason why Rimone Badon, pomegranates from Badon, and Chatzire Geva, another type of grain, I'm not sure exactly what it is, from the city of Geva, they were only mentioned because Elasheyu, now here's another type of Mekadshim Bechol Sheheim, that they are Mekadish no matter what. In other words, that they're not canceled even by 200. So Rameh is saying these specific types Ask the Gemara. B'shar kol rimonim ein darkon limonos. What about other pomegranates? Many pomegranates are sold by number, right? You go to Dominic's, you can very often buy pomegranates by number. So why is he singling out Rimone Badon, the pomegranates of the town of Badon? It must be that they had a special quality that they were always sold by measure, at least according to Mayor. So it must be also a Mayor holds, Mr. Zuber. It's too early. It's, Rabbi Meir holds that no matter that it's not always sold by number, excuse me, the opposite. Rabbi Meir holds that even though it's only only these things, Rimonei Badon, very limited amount, only the pomegranates of Badon, those are the ones that you're never bought of. But Einachinami, other pomegranates, even though they're very often sold specifically by number and not by weight, they are bought out. So this sounds like the people who chose the recorded mayor. There are only 10 things in the world which are not canceled. Everything in the world is taka cancelable. Okay? So it says the Gemara. No. El Rimone Badon. The Mark gives a refutation. Though I don't like this refutation so much. El Rimone Badon. He said, the Gemara says, the pomegranates are badon. Aideshi chavi, because they're very, very, precious. Darkly monos, they're always counted. Shakorimonim, other pomegranates, aideshi ain chavi, because they're not so beloved, they're not so well liked. Ain darkly monos, they're not sold by count. They're sold by estimate. Very, yeah, it sounds pretty shvach here. Yeah.
That he wanted to count them.
Well, yes, yeah, so that's true, but the thing is, the question is really the Gemara is going on a tremendous limb here. Gemara is saying that other pomegranates are never sold by number. Come on, they're always sold by estimate. Very unlikely. Yeah, but that to say they're very precious doesn't bother me. To say the other ones are not precious at all, I mean today they sell pomegranates. Now today, but it has to be not precious at all. It has to be that we sell by estimate, not by volume, not by number. Okay, so it is dochak. Says the my Mr. Fur. Halachay. Veilin, what are the six or seven things according to Rabbanon? It goes a perech. The nuts of perech. Rimone badon. The pomegranates of badon. Chavios tumos. Closed barrels of wine. The chilfas trodim. These are, stalks of beets. The kilche kruv. These are stalks of cabbage. Udlas yivonis, Greek gourd. Rabbi Kiva Omer Avki Karoshba Abayis. Rabbi Kiva adds a seventh commodity. The loaves that bring to belong to a homeowner who obviously always sells them by number. Haroyal Arla Arla. What? Homeowner. One made at home, baked at home bread. Okay. Roy Arla Arla, those things are suitable to become Arla, and therefore are never canceled. Roy Kilakim, those things are suitable to become Kilayim, they become Kiliyah Kerem, and again are never canceled. Okay, Rabbi Yonah means stated, Hoshkede Perechlo, that what is so significant it's not canceled, only the nuts of Perech, but the almonds of Perech are not as significant, and they are both. Matnisa, our mission is talking about bestuma ben astumos. When is a closed barrel significant and it's not canceled? If it's a closed barrel among other closed barrels, no matter how many other closed barrels you have, this closed barrel is not canceled. Avostuma ben apsuchos. But if you had a closed barrel among open barrels, the niftucha, and then the closed barrel was opened. O psucha ben astumos. If an open barrel among the closed barrels, the nistuma, and then that barrel was closed, right? Tzricho shir acher. Then it's not bought out. They just need the other shir, which is 200. So it's interesting.
Explain. It's interesting. Why do I have to explain?
Heichev shar lepsucha itzastumos. Says Mark, you know what? How is it possible to have a mixture in this case? You can identify what it is. If it's an open one among closed ones or a closed one among open ones, you know which one it is. So it's not a mixture. It's not a mixture. Where's the mixture here? Right? Says my arm, Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, see, Potter explained it with the following case. This is a little bit of a complicated case. We're talking about Bipsucha Eitzel Chenvani. We're talking about a barrel which has a seal. The seal, however, can be sealed in various different ways. The lid, I should say, to be more precise. A barrel which has a lid. By the all homeowner, he doesn't seal the lid tightly. The shopkeeper seals the lid tightly. Okay, so dealing with a barrel, which vis-a-vis a homeowner would be considered sealed. Vis-a-vis a shopkeeper is not considered sealed. Okay? Because the seal is partially on and not part completely on. Right, it's not tamper-proof, right. So we're talking about a case like this. The potter, we're talking about bipsucha, a lid which would be considered open by a storekeeper, shekastuma etzel ba'abayis, which is considered closed by the ba'abos. Now, where did it get mixed up? It got mixed up by the storekeeper. So they all look the same. That's why it's a tarovis. Right, but wherever it is, it's really open, so therefore it's bottom 1 and 200. That's why it's bottom. Okay? Vatani asked the Gemara, wait a minute. It says, Venistima. Says in our Mishnah, that even once, or in the Mishnah, which we just quoted the Gemara, actually, being more precise, the price we quoted the Gemara, it says, even once it's sealed, it's still bottom. Why is that? Once it's sealed, right? It doesn't mean it's literally sealed. It means that even once the owner took it back to his house, and by the owner it's considered to be sealed. Come from the owner's house, and then he takes it back. The owner takes away from the store, takes it back to his house. So now, it's no, vis-a-vis the owner, it's sealed. So I might see at that point it's not bottled again. Even though it left the place of the Tarovitz or got mixed in, but it maybe now retains its prohibition. Because vis-a-vis the homeowner, it's sealed, and therefore it's Choshen. And vis-a-vis him, maybe it's not bottled. That's why I have to say that it is bottled. In other words, once it was bottled in its original location, it remains bottled subsequently. Okay? Rabbi Crispo of Sherry Yohan said, Kol Ilenka, that was another statement on the next part of our Mishnah, not relevant to what we said before. Oh. Baruch Abba. You came in time for the seam. Orla, not of Zeroy. I was very, very makbid not to do more than two blot a night. I was very makbid. Exactly two blot a night.
And he kept that saying, oh,
and
Rabbi Genzi comes
back.
Yes.
See how far we are. Yes, so we know. Which staff are you with? You test them out. We just got the utensil base tonight.
You're in time for
the season.
I
went to.
What second?
You
test.
Can you throw open the door, please?
Beis Shemus would start.
This is a great Masechta, by the way. This is an extraordinarily wonderful Masechta.
I got to you. Oh, I'm not so far behind. I got to you inside.
Yeah. It's not hard Gemara either. Okay. Did you enjoy it?
What I discovered was the impact of the Babish in Venice.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, they give all the Ashkachas in Italy.
It's not just Ashkachas. This guy in Venice has his own restaurant. That's the kebab business. He owns this very nice restaurant. Yeah. Shabbos, he opens up to anybody and everybody who wants to come. It's Friday night meal, Shabbos lunch meal.
Wow, great. Okay. Yeah, now where are we now?
Utensil base
here. Right. I don't know where you're starting from, but
about the fifth line.
About the fifth line,
right?
Yeah. Okay. No, the two lines below it. But Rabbi Crispa. Rabbi Crispa B'Shem Rehobot said, Kol in Kira v'Kuraisa, all the male gourds and female gourds, by the way, I did not know this, there are male gourds and female gourds. Okay? I don't know either. I asked Rabbi Chersky about this because he knows many things about many things, and he was on the impression that, that fruit only grows on female trees, not on male trees. There are male trees and female trees. That's why pollination comes good. That's where the bees come in. Remember birds and the bees? Right, the bees pollinate the trees. Some do and some don't. Right, some have to cross-pollinate, right. Right. Not cross, I don't know, cross-pollinate is the right word for it. Is that what the word? But that's what bees do. Right, it brings pollen from the male to the female, right. Okay? Right, so the thing is, but he was under the impression that only female trees grow gourds. Grow fruits. But here it seems that both male and female grow different fruits. Anyway, why are we bringing this down? Because Kiria Christ is the Ananochlin, Vlasivani Sinun, they're all, stam gourds are Greek gourds, and Greek gourds are not bottle. So therefore, if you have one Greek gourd of Orla, of Kilaim, because Dlas is not a tree, but where you have one of Orla Kilaim, so it's going to ruin everything that it gets mixed into. Okay? Rabbi Yonah has a question. The Lama Leinan Amrin Aroyla Truma. The Mishnah mentioned that that which is suitable to create Orla creates Orla. That which is suitable to create Kila Karim creates Kila Karim. Why don't you mention that was suitable to create Truma problems creates Truma problems? Amalei Rabbi Yosef said a very good answer. It says, Truma Noegas Bakol. Truma, everything. That you can't use the word Roy by Truma. Roy La Orla means because not everything creates Orla. Why does not everything create Orla? Because it's got to be a tree. Roy La Kila Karim, because not everything creates Kila Karim. What creates Kila Karim? Only grain or vegetables which get mixed into a vineyard. Not, for example, other fruit, right? But Truma is everything. So therefore, you can't use the word or Truma when it comes, or Roy when it comes to speak about Truma. Okay, now this is talking about where these substances were all whole. And they're not bottle because they're Dover Choshev. What about Halacha Vav? Nispatzuah gozim if the nuts crack. Nispatzuah money the pomegranate split. Leave the chuachavios the barrels open. Nech the chuadluim the gourds are sliced. Nisparshua kikros the loaves are sliced. Yalubech mosaim. Then they lose the chashivas and they're both 1 in 200. Noflu v'achakach nispatzu. What if they fell into a mixture and then the whole mixture got cracked up? All right. In other words, you had usher nuts, which fell to mutter nuts, and then they got cracked altogether. Bein b'shoy bein b'mezil ol yal divrei meir. Tough. So once it's when it fell was chashev, so then it's forever. It's awesome. That's very meir. Rabbi Yonah, whether they got cracked afterwards intentionally or unintentionally. Rabbi Yonah, bein b'shoy bein b'mezil, if they got cracked afterwards, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, yalu. So then they are batel. Rabbi Yosi Omer, shogeg yalu, mezid lo yalu. If it was done unintentionally, then they get batel. Mezid was done intentionally, lo yalu, then they're not batel. My third Rabbi Meir, now we're going to explain everybody's position here. My third Rabbi Meir, what's the logic of Rabbi Meir? Kotzu b'shogeg abim ne amezid. We ask her shogeg, lest you come to do it mezid, right? So if we ask it across the board. My time to Rabbi Meir, what's the logic of Rabbi Meir? It says mutter or no matter what. It's very interesting as far Kfar Kanso Biyado, he already is fined. How is he fined? Because his nuts are cracked. Nuts being cracked loses their value. So that's inherently a fine. So therefore, we're not going to fine him anymore by making them osir. Batal Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yosi, who just differentiate between Mezid and Shoyge, Kaidom Rabbi Yavo, like that which Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan, Kolei Surin! Any prohibited substance which you increased in order to cancel it is unintentionally it's mutter made it also, which of course is the way we pass name of Alin is Lachatchila. Shimon Lakish B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua said we had this case in Trumas already. You had in front of you 150 barrels of wine, which were all sealed, so it's not bottle because a sealed barrel is never bottle, right? What if 100 of them became open and now the truma has enough open barrels to be bottled in, right? Because Truma's bottled in 100. It means 101 barrels, right? Yeah, 101 barrels. Man will tell us those 100 barrels are mutter, chamish marsus, the other 50 are osir. Vashar, the rest of them, potchu, when they come open, you mutaros. In other words, as each one, if you have, after 100, if they became open again inadvertently, so each, as many as are open are mutter. Said, however, so they come open on their own. Holy Chatchila, but to you to go and open them, the Chatchila is Osir. The Rabbi Yanai Shali. In the house of Rabbi Yanai, they asked the question. Fascinating question. The last, you got a gourd. Sholka Bevesavia. You cooked it while still connected to the ground. It's like a Valdeca case. You put it in the pot and you cooked it while still connected to the ground. What's the question? Mao Shatit Bola Meisers. Is the Chaiva Meiser. We know once you cook something, it's chayv and meiser. You can't even eat from it outright anymore. No eating temporary after snacking. But here, that's mechubel karka. What do you do with it? What's its status? Levi Shoal, Levi asked an additional question. Is it metame tumas oichlin? Normally, that which is connected to the ground, it's not metame. But here you cooked it, so maybe it's metame. Says the Gemara. In a chanami. Shoka. Once you cook it, it's like it's cooked. That's it. Mils of the Shmuel Amar.
Because it's not deriving
That's a very good spar. I really didn't think of that. But you're right. It's not deriving nutrients from the ground.
So even physically it's connected, but right. Physiologically it's
the
not.
Thing is, we're going to. That till now, that's true, and that's a good spar, and that's not a Kiddush. The Kiddush comes now. Well, not yet, in a minute. Mils of the Shmuel. That's like Shmuel. The Shmuel Amar, she metame to masochlin. Shmuel, in fact, said this, that's metame to masochlin once it's severed from the ground. Or once it's cooked, even if it's not severed ground. Now here comes the Chiddush. V'am Rabbi Yesib Rabbi Yibun, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, te'enim v'anoimim shetzimku b'yiveim. You have grapes and figs, which shriveled on the vine, okay? The grapes and figs shrivel on the vine. Now, it's not necessarily that the grapes and the vine shriveled, I think, but rather the vine shriveled. I'm not clear about that, but that's what I assume. Be that as it may, metame to masoichlin. They're metame now, right? You would say because they're not deriving nutrients from the ground. But the chiddush is, ha'goy demem b'shabbos, if you remove them on Shabbos, chai mishum kotzer. You have it both ways.
Yeah, because physically it's still connected
right.
to the ground.
And
it's
for Shabbos, anytime you cut something, it's considered... Physical. Right, that's exactly the difference. But Shabbos is not integrally that it's not integral that it's deriving nutrients. For example, classic example is hair. You cut hair on Shabbos, you're chayim mishum kotzer. Hair is dead. It's dead cells, right? You're nonetheless you're chayim. So we see that the chiyuv is on cutting from the ground, cutting, severing, not on... severing nutrient flow. Okay? These parsu kikros, once the loaves are cut, they become bata, they can become bata. Masis Rabbi Akiva are mixed like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva are av kikros of Abayis. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said that the loaves of a bala bus are choshev and not bata unless they are sliced up. Okay, last Mishnah in the Masechta, I think. Savei ka'arlo ba'ored. Now, this is one of the main. That was important. Okay, Savig Homosach was important. Savig Orla Eretz Yisrael. You have a Savig of Orla and Eretz Yisrael. You don't know if something's Orla or not. Also. Now you have to be Machmir. Besuria, if you have a Savig in Syria, Mutter. You can be Matir. Chutzlaretz. In Chutzlaretz, it's even lower Madrega. What are you doing, Chutzlaretz? Yori Velokeach. You know there's Orla in that yard. You may go and buy from the owner of the yard, who's a guy, who's actually ready to locate as long as you don't see him. Collecting. Okay, so three madrigas, right? The highest, the worst, the Eretz Yisrael, it's Osir. Syria, it's Mutter. Chutzlaretz, you can go down and take it as long as you don't see the guy, long as you don't see the guy actually cutting off the Orla tree. Kerem Shunatu, similarly. Kerem Shunatu Yerek, a vineyard which has vegetables in it, which is kiliyakir. V'yerek nimkar chutzalo. and the vegetables are sold outside the yard. Beretz Yisrael Osir, in Eretz Yisrael it's Osir because it's Safek the rice Luchumra. Besuria Mutar, in Syria it's Mutar. Over Chutzalarts, and in Chutzalarts, Yored Veloki, you may go down and collect. Of actually, you could be out as long as you do not go and collect yourself with your hand. In other words, the goy does it for you. Okay? Achodash Osir Min HaTorah B'chol Mokom. One of the most famous quotes in all of Shas. Chodesh is us. Don't worry, Yerushalmi. Don't worry, Yerushalmi will not hold this way. That's what we learn, Yerushalmi. Orla is only us because of Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Vakilaim is also in Chutz Laaretz, only can be the Ritzof and only the Rabbanan. Okay, it says the Gemara, Ezu Safik Orla. What's the Safik of Orla? Kerem shel Orla, you have a vineyard of Orla. Vanovi ninkoros chutzulo, and you have grapes which are sold outside the vineyard. Eretz Yisrael usher. So an Eretz Yisrael not allowed to take it. Now, it has to be clear here. The Yerushalmi himself does not make this clear, but he brings down here from the Tosefta. It says, obviously, they're both trees inside the vineyard, because oh, it's not a Suffolk, it's definitely Osir. We're talking about where the young trees and old trees in the vineyard, right? So you're outside the vineyard. So now you're not allowed to buy from the vineyard because you're Mesubuk. Maybe it's from the young trees. So if you can't buy because it's Orla. Mesuya Mutatiria, you're Mesubuk, but if you're Suffolk, you're allowed to go and buy. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Abzus fake also Mesuya. If that's the case, it's also Osir in Syria. Ezu Safik Amutar. What makes the Mutar only if there's an additional Safik involved? Ezu Safik Amutar, Mr. Kerem Shalarla, you have this vineyard in which are young and old trees. And next with Kerem Acher Betzido, there's another vineyard which is completely older trees. Okay? And they're grazing sold outside of the two vineyards. So it's really a double Safik. It's almost a fake Sveika. It's not really a fake Sveika, because all one Safik, is it oil or is it not? But it's an additional, you know, facade of a Safik. You have a Safik where there came from the oil, the one which has bomb mixture, or Safik came from the field, the vineyard in which there's no mixture. Everything is old, right? Everything is born 3 years. So that's the case where in Eretz Yisrael it's awesome. Of Surya Mutter and Surya Tzmutter. Now, there's a major line missing for the Gemara here. Big line missing. Ezu Safik, I'm reading a line from here. It's in the, I'm assuming to read Baz brings it down, but I don't have it in front of me. Ezu Safik Kilayim. What's the Safik of Kilayim, which we're describing in our Mishnah? Kerem Shunatul Yerek, we have a vineyard in which part of the vineyard is planted with vegetables, and part of it is just vegetables alone. The Yerek Nimkar Chutzlo, and vegetables are being sold outside the vineyard. Beretz Yisrael Osir, in Eretz Yisrael it's Osir. Besuria Mutar, in Syria it's Mutar. Now, picking up in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, Avzu, even in this case, it's Osir Besuria. It's Osir. Ezu Safik Amutar, rather, we have to make this parallel to the previous case. What's the Safik, which is Mutar Mesiria? Kus Kerem Natu Yerek, you have a vineyard which has some vegetables mixed in with the vines and some separate from the vines. Usade Yerek Acher Betzido, then you have another vegetable patch next to it on its side. Yerek Nimkar Chutzlo, and vegetables being sold outside of both of them. Be'eretz Yisrael Asur, in Eretz Yisrael it's forbidden. Over Surya, Mutar, and Surya, it's Mutar. Over Chutzlaretz, you're even located. Chutzlaretz, you can go down and collect. Over Achal, you could be out as long as you don't collect with your own hands. Okay, now, again, in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to go down and actually see the guy doing it. You know, you can go down and see the guy collecting from the Osir vineyard. You don't see him collecting from the tree itself. Obviously, that's ludicrous. But you know it came from the Osir vineyard, right? And you see him collecting from the Osir vineyard. Not, you're still allowed to take it because perhaps it's from the Mutar trees. Okay? And that's both by Kilayim and by Orla. All right? And we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss that more. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Odi Bikat Mesa. This is also in the last case, the same case by Orla, just by Kilei Kerem, just like by Orla. Yoriv lokeach uvachli ren locate. It didn't mention specifically say in the Mishnah that you shouldn't see him, but that's clear. We also have to say in this case that you're not allowed to see him, that the guy goes and does it himself, but you don't go ahead and see him. Okay, again, you know he's taken from that field. He's not outside the field. Even in Syria, where we're lenient, we only are lenient to the extent you're buying outside the field. Right? You don't see him going into the field and bringing you out from that field. So there's a remote possibility. Koi Rabbi Yehuda, there's actually another field of heter next door, which you know about. In Koi Rabbanan, there is a possibility that he bought it from another field and not from this field itself. Don't ask, don't tell. You don't have to ask him, but there is a possibility. But by the chutzlar, it's mamish, that even if you know he's getting it from this field, nonetheless, since you didn't see him take it from the osir trees or the osir vegetables, you're allowed to buy from him. Okay? Why is that? Because Orla and Kilei Akerem seem to be the rabban of chutzlaretz. Okay? Although we'll see that's not necessarily true. Now, the truth is, in Syria, they're also the rabbanon. Right? But since Syria at Kibush Yochid, since it was partially quasi-conquered, as part of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore we give it a higher madrega, and that's why we're more stringent there. Okay? Says Mara Mas Nechodesh Hashem Yatov Chomokum Mas Nisa, a very famous Yerushalmi Mas Nisa, the Rabbi Lezer Armish is like Rabbi Lezer. The Tzina Tamonu, of course, is from Beis Shammai. Normally, don't paskin like him. The Tzina Tamonu we learned over there. Kol mitzvah sheinat tluya baretz, any mitzvah which is not contingent on the land, the heges baretz uvechutz laaretz applies both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laaretz. V'chol mitzvah sheinat tluya baretz and any mitzvah which is contingent on the land, and in heges baretz only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz mina oil klaim, except for oil klaim which apply even in chutz laaretz. Rabbi Lezer mer hafachadosh. Rabbi Lezer says also chadosh applies to chutz laaretz. My time, the time of the Rabbi Lezer. What's the logic, Rabbi Lezer? The chomosh v'seichem. It says in all your settlements. Doesn't mean a moshav. Means any place where your Jews are settled. Chomakum. Hey, both it's been chutz laaretz. Both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laaretz. My mekaymi the rabbanon. Time of the Rabbi Lezer. What do rabbanon do with this pasuk which Rabbi Lezer used? Bechomosh v'seichem. They say b'chadosh. What do they use that pasuk by chadosh? They use it as a slight typo. It should be shelkan sheyatzul chutz laaretz. They say it applies to grain from Eretz Yisrael which went to chutz laaretz. In other words, grain of chutz laaretz is no chadosh by. It's grain of Eretz Yisrael which went to chutz laaretz, and that there's chadosh. Okay. So what do we see clearly? What do rabbanon hold? Chadosh is mutter in chutz laaretz, right? That's part of the basis of those who are matir chodesh, because normally we paskin like rabbanon over Rabbi Lezer. Problem is stam mishnah here, which paskins like Rabbi Lezer, right? Stam mishnah without attribution, so they find other stam mishnayos and shas which do paskin like, which do go like Rabbi Lezer. What? We need another stam. That's the thing. We need another stam. That's why the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh all do paskin like this mishnah, because it is a stam mishnah. So the other Rishon to find another stam mishnah to paskin like it. So it goes. But you see clearly, Yerushalmi opens the door by saying this mishnah is Rabbi Lezer. Okay. Rabbi Yonah boy kume Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yonah asked for Rabbi Yosi. Loma lo lotni and avachali boy. Why takas chal not mention our mishnah? So Amar Lei, so he said lo asinon, or why did Rabbi Lezer did not lo asinon asinon? Rabbi Lezer our mishnah only brought el darvish shunoi be Yisrael v'goyim, something which applies by both Jewish and non-Jewish stuff, and of course chadash applies by according to Rabbi Lezer, well, chadash does the chutzlaretz applies even to non-Jewish grain. Right? And the same thing is true about Orla and Kilei Akerem. Applies to non-Jewish growth as well. Chalo, however, only applies to Jewish produce, meaning Jewish doughs. The Chassidut says, Reishis, Ariso Seichem, your dough, Veloshu Goyim, not the dough of Goyim. Okay, next. Va'orla Halochet. Our law is a local Moshe Mitzina, it seems. No! Shmuel Amar Kilchus Medina. Hilchus Medina is an interesting statement. I've never seen it before. Hilchus Medina is like Halichos Medina. Halichos means like the pathways. And Shmuel holds that Orlan Chutzorts is a minhag. It's not a Doraita, it's not a Rabbon, it's not a Locha Moshe Mitzina, it's a minhag. Hilchus Medina means minhag. Rabbi Yechonon Amar. The other says, Aloch Moshe Mitzina. So they can say whatever they want. So leave it to minute, they can say whatever they want. And they can be mako by a suffix. But if it's a Doraisa, how can this be? If it's a local Moshe Mitzina, how can this be? If it's a local Moshe Mitzina, it's obviously not. If it's a local Moshe Mitzina, that applies also in Chutz Loretz, or Loretz is also Pesukim. Right? With Halach Moshe Mitzina that applies to Chutz Loretz, so then how can we make on a Sofik? It has the status of a Doraisa, right? So it says, Amar, Patamar Achein, Amar, so he said, B'shosh nid Halach HaKach Nidna. When Halach was given, that's the way it was given. Amar, that you can be making Chutz Loretz. They can make a Chutz Loretz. It was given with the Kula and Chutz Loretz built in. That was part of Bar Shlomo. What? That Safik Orlam will always be Mutter. Safik Orlam is Mutter. That's why, of course, the Paschim is Manazeh. Otherwise, you couldn't survive in Chutz Loretz, right? Abba said, Ilosokis Loretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yassa, who was Rabbi Yassi in the Bavli, said, if I only came to Israel, El Lishma Dover Zed Dai. If I only came to Israel to hear this, it would be sufficient. I want to come back to that in a few minutes. Vakilayim Diva Seifi. Kilayim is also the Rabbanan in the Chutz Loretz. Everybody agrees it's the Rabbanan. Shmuel Amar Bekilei Akerem. Thou which Rabbanan Asr in the Chutz Loretz is only Kilei Akerem. Ha Bekilei Yisroim Mutter. Bekilei Yisroim is also because grafting is actually the same like animal husbandry. You're not allowed to graft meat or rice or anywhere, even in Chutz Loretz. Okay? No matter what. Grafting is also, we're talking about here, planting together. That might be only the Rabbanan, but grafting is also the Raisa. Okay? Says Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan or Bekilei Akerem. Rabbi Yochanan says, by Bekilei Akerem saying that Shmuel is only the Rabbanan, like our mission said. But he also, Bekilei Yisroim, Osir. Kilei Yisroim are also the rice in Chutz Loretz, which is extraordinarily ironic. Kilei Akerem, which is the much more chomer thing, it's also Banoa. In Chutz Loretz is the Rabbanan, according to everybody. Kilei Yisroim, which is the lighter thing, it's not also Banoa. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's Mutzur Chutz Loretz altogether. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's also be the rice in Chutz Loretz. Amazing concept. Gemara's going to explain it. I'm Rabbanan. Ravuna said, "Karnachtu Maravaya." When the Israelis came back or came down from Eretz Yisrael to Tamon, from there, Amruna, they said it b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'kimuna, and they explained it as well. Why? As Chukosaiti Shmoyru says, "Keep my laws." Ben Tcholo Sarbiya Kilaim, do not husband your animal Kilaim. Sod Cholo Tizra Kilaim. Do not plant in your field this kilayim. Ubegi kilayim shatnez lo yala alecha. Do not wear shatnez. Hekish kilei zroim, lekilei begadim. And there's obviously a linkage drawn here between the kilayim of seeds to the kilayim of garments, shatnez, lekilei behema, the kilayim of crossbreeding. Ma kilei begadim, kilei behema. It's like the kilayim of garments. And of animals. Shein tluim baretz are not contingent on Eretz Yisrael. V'nagim baretz v'chutz laaretz. They apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz. Av kilei zroim, so to kilei zroim. Av will be shein tluim baretz. Even though they are contingent on Eretz Yisrael, it would seem they're contingent on the land of Israel. Nonetheless, nagim baretz v'chutz laaretz. They apply both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz because of their placement in the pasuk. They're sandwiched between shatnez and crossbreeding. Those are anywhere, so too this must be anywhere. So it's a good pasuk. It's solid. So there's a guy in Chutz Loretz who planted his field with barley and turnips. So Chanin from the town of Guvisa passed by for Akrin. He was a zealous individual. He uprooted everything which was growing there. So came for this mice came in front of Shmuel Vikansi, and Shmuel made him pay for the field because Shmuel of course holds Kilei Zroim and Chutz Loretz is mutter. So if he said you had no right to do it, okay. Now here it says Ditani, but it's really although it should I reads better if we take out the Dalit. Tani, it's a we have a brisa. Ain't no see me so climb. If you have a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, well Shmuel is going to say it's in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue. We'll see. If you see, have a Jew who Rachmona Litzlan is planting kilayim, you're not allowed to help him out. Why? We say they're avera. Your sister in doing avera. Avol okri and mobi kilayim. You're allowed to go and help him uproot the kilayim. Obviously, they should remind avera because he's undoing. You're doing avera. Now, even if he's not doing for tshuva, he's just weeding his field. But since he's doing something which is saving for Avera, you're allowed to go and help him. Okay? Tani, we learned, Eno Sim Ima Goy Bi Kilayim. You're not allowed either to help a Goy with Kilayim. Bami Kile Kerem Kile Zroim. Whether it's Kile Kerem or Kile Zroim, you're not allowed to help him. Avol, however, that's an Eretz Yisrael. By Yolosam Uvlos Eretz Yisrael, cities which are adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, even surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, three sides. Could go Bino, V'imo, V'charoseh, Osimo, and Mikilayim. Hypothetically, you should be able to... Like Rekman Heger, right? Maybe these are the Yerushalmi term for them. Hey, Osimo, and Mikilayim. There you're allowed to help them do work in Kilayim, because it's Chutz Loretz, and they're going. So what's the problem? Says Mar, no. They changed their mind. They made it into the Rabbanan. Kishem, Shekilayim, Baretz. They made it just like this claim in Eretz Yisrael, Kachilayim Chutzor, so this claim Chutzor, so therefore you're not allowed to help them out, even the Chutzor. Again, Midrash Rabbanan. Shmuel Pasalei, the Pasamasi said, Enosim Agoy. He explained the Brisa, you can't do help a Goy, Bikilayim, Ba'oret, with Kilayim in Eretz Yisrael, Baby Kilakarim Kilayim. Obviously, they're both also in Eretz Yisrael. The seeds which are in the midst of Eretz Yisrael, surrounded on all three sides, but they themselves are Chutz Loretz, called Beino Vima Vacharaseh, Osimoyim Bikilayim. There you're allowed to help Goyim Bikilayim. That was the initial stance. Then they changed their mind. Kishay Shikilayim Baretz, Kachilayim Chutz Loretz, they decide just like Tzchayim Eretz Yisrael, so this claim can Chutz Loretz, but only Kilei Akerim. Hakilei Zroim Mutzer, but Kilei Zroim they left permissible. Okay?
Let me
quote. Says Rabbi Yochanan Pasa Masisa. Now Rabbi Yochanan had a shita like this. Rabbi Yochanan held that in Chutz Loretz Kilei Zroim. We have a minion here.
He was coming. He's in the bathroom.
Yeah. Is he? Would he make a minion?
Still need a
minion. There's a shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's shita was in area Chutz Loretz Kilei Zroim. Is a Kilei Akerim is also only Midrabanan. The rabbis forbade Kibbe Kilei Akerim and Chutz Loretz. Kilei Zroim, which is normally considered to be a lesser Madrega Visser, because Kilei Akerim also Banoa, that which grows in proximity to grapevines, which is grain or vegetables, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from. Whereas Kilei Zroim are Mutzer Banoa, you're allowed to derive benefit from them. Nonetheless, he holds because he has Psukim, which Kilei Zroim is linked to Kilei Akerim, is linked to Shatnez and to animal crossbreeding, which are also applied to Chutz Loretz. So he holds that Kilei Zroim is also Midoraisa, even in Chutz Loretz, which is again ironic since it's less severe but it's more extensive. Okay? So he learns that there's a brisa which Rabbi Yochanan explains as follows. Rabbi Yochanan Pasa Masnisa, he explains the brisa, Eino Simi Magoy Bikilayim Ba'oretz. One is not allowed to help a goy when in working in Kilayim in Eretz Yisrael, because even though a goy is not
commanded to refrain from kilayim, but Eretz Yisrael itself, there's a kedusha you're not allowed to have kilayim growing there. So therefore, whether he's growing kilayim in his vineyard or kilayim of two seeds planted together. But if you have cities, even if they're surrounded on three sides of Eretz Yisrael, right? Like you have in Gemara and Gittin, right? Recommend Chaker like that, right? And similar cities, even cities like that, you're allowed to help a goy grow kilayim there. Now, kishem shekilayim be'eretz Yisrael kach kilayim mechutz l'aretz. It says that Rabbanan then changed their mind and they didn't allow you to work with a goy even mechutz l'aretz because they decided to make kilayim just like it's us in Eretz Yisrael, so to make it an us in chutz l'aretz. Now that's only b'kilei akerim. Where was it the rabbinic decree by kilei akerim? Then the last word in the Masechta is missing. It's added on. It's called Kilei Azroim. Also, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Now, that's the end of Masechta. I just want to tell you a beautiful vort, which I saw today that the Rabbi Yosef Engel brings down. The Gemara brought down earlier, there's a halo, it says, Orla is Osir in Chutz Loretz, Halach L'Moshe Misinai. But we hold Sufik Orla in Chutz Loretz is Mutter. So the Gemara asks, how could it be? Halach L'Moshe Misinai, it's a D'Oraisa, so Sufik should be L'Chumra. So the Gemara says that it brings out Rabbi Yochanan said that was part of the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. That it should always be mutter. That a suffix should be mutter. That was part of that suffix should be mutter. So even though normally the raisas require suffix the raisa be l'chumra, I'm not getting to the Rambam, the Rashba, where the suffix the raisa is l'chumra the raisa, suffix the raisa is l'chumra the rabbanon. But normally, even though suffix the raisa is l'chumra, in this case we could be mekel.
Is that about Bashir?
What?
I mean, you have the kasha, so you say, well, that was part of the lawful Moshe Misinai.
No, so the question is, so Rabbi Yassi said to Rabbi Yechonah, says, if I only came to Eretz Yisrael to hear that, it would have been worthwhile. So very strange thing. This is what wants to come to Eretz Yisrael to hear. Why? So I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel brings out an amazing thing. It's a medrash in Shir Shim Rabbah. The medrash says, the Rishim Bar Yochai asked Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef. He asked Rabbi Elazar Yosef, what's pshat in this pasuk? The pasuk which says, looking for the page. Pasuk which says, "Batar sheidlo imo," that there was a crown which his mother gave to Shlomo HaMelech. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said over. Rishim Bechai asked Rabbi Elazar Yossi, "Did you hear from your father, from Rabbi Yossi, what is this crown?" So he said, "Yes, I heard what this crown is. What does the crown mean? It's like a king who had a daughter who he loved very much, and he called her his daughter. Then he loved her so much he called her his sister. He loved her so much he called his own daughter his mother." So too, Hashem loves the Jews too much. He calls them a daughter. Then he calls them a sister. Then he calls Am Yisrael the mother. So that's what it means. The Atar Shita Lo'imo, it's the crown which Am Yisrael gives Hashem, and Am Yisrael is called the mother of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's a dangerous medrash if you take it the wrong way. But anyway, so in any event, so there's the Gemara, the Amra says, Amra, the Medrash says, Amra Rishim Bar Yochai v'noshka rosho. Rishim Bar Yochai got up and kissed him on his head. Varmi says, Ilo basi el lishma mipicha atam azeh da'i. If I only heard this, it would be sufficient. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, similar lashon. If I only heard this, it would have been sufficient. So he says, Enochanami, it's the exact same thing. Says here, what was so beautiful about this? That he heard how chaviv and Am Yisrael is, how precious the Jewish people are. So to hear, right, why was he so impressed by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Because normally, Rabbanan can come and ask her. Why didn't Rabbanan come and ask her Safik or L'Chutz L'Aretz? It's like anything else, right? They should look, they ask her Safik, anything else, could ask her this as well. So why couldn't Rabbanan ask her it? Because it's explicit Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that it's mutter. And anytime there's something explicit, we have this principle. Anytime something is explicit in the Torah, Le'atera, Chazal are not allowed to come and aser it. It's a ban on Chazal. They're not allowed, whenever it says, Torah says, Mutter, and whenever Lochel Moshe Messina says, Mutter, the Chazal can't come and aser it. So he says, Rabbi Yosef Engel, that this shows how precious Am Yisrael is. Because Hashem was afraid, if I don't tell them it's Mutter, what are they going to come and do? They're going to aser it. And if they aser it, so I have no choice but to abide by it, right? Because the Am Yisrael makes the Gzeiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is bound by the Gzeiros. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to fend off a Beis Din going and doing that later on, he had to make sure to give a Loch L'Moshe M'Sinai that it should always remain Mutter. So this shows the Chavivus of Am Yisrael, they can make Gzeiros and bind Hashem, and therefore Hashem has to preclude that by giving special Lochus Moshe M'Sinai. So I have to say that it was worthwhile coming to Eretz Yisrael to see how Chaviv Am Yisrael is, that Hashem has to give special Lochus Moshe M'Sinai to prevent them doing things against what Hashem eventually wants to happen. Hajlam Sevasor Levajrachlam, Daitlam Sevasor Levadatochlam. Lo dis the shame not himself so lo dis not shame not lo ba am name lo ba am dos yer so himself so ba jolan that lo himself so ba tokhlo no dis shame not himself so lo dis the shame not lo ba am name lo ba am dos yi haj lo himself so ba jolan that lo himself so ba tokhlo no dis shame not himself so lo dis the shame not lo ba am name lo ba am dos yi yesh me vim bikurim bikorim. It looks like a very nice safer this. So they can look at it. Yeshvi Bikurim Bikurim. There's some people who bring Bikurim and they read. Now, this is very appropriate to write for Pesach, because on Pesach we read the Parsha Bikurim. That's Arami Ovid Ovi, right? That's what you read when you bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, right? So that Parsha, some people could read and some people don't get the right to read. Depends. There's some people who bring Bikurim and read Mevim Milokrim. Some people bring Bikurim and do not read the Parsha. Some people don't bring Bikurim altogether. Elush Enam Mevim. Who are people who don't bring Bikurim altogether? Hanotei B'toch Shelo. You plant in your field. However, V'ibrichu B'soch Shel Yochid, or shoot from your tree goes. Not a root, a shoot. A shoot from your tree goes into somebody else's yard, social yachid, or social rabbi, and goes into to the public domain. And so too, if you have if you take a shoot from a tree which is somebody else's yard, or out of the public domain, l'toshlo, into your yard, you don't bring bikurim from that tree. You planted your own yard. You brought a shoe into your yard. You have two yards. And you bring a runner from one of your yards into another one of your yards, or a shoot from one of your yards into another of your yards. But if there's a road which belongs to either a private individual or a public individual, public between the two fields, you can't bring Bikurim. Rabbi Omer Mevi. Rabbi says you can't bring it. We're going to discuss why in the Gemara. Why in all these cases are you not allowed to bring Bikurim? Because it says Reishis Bikurei Ad Moscha. It has to be from your land, Tavi. Ad Shukol Gidulim Ad Moscha. Everything's got to grow from your land. And all these things derive nourishment and sustenance from land which is not yours. Okay? Yesh Mevim B'chule. It says tomorrow there are those who bring etc. Hanoteh B'soch Shelo V'ibrich B'soch Shel Yochid. If you planted in your own field and then it ran into somebody else's field, it's a public area, even from the older tree you cannot bring. Obviously from the younger tree you can't, because that's the offshoot. Even from the older tree, once you draw a shoot off the older tree, so there's nourishment being derived from somewhere else, you can't bring Bikurim. And a maverick B'soch Ditoch Shel Yochid, if you run a shoot from somebody else's yard into your yard, or mitoch shorabi, or from the public yard, mitoch shalom into your yard, afilu midi alta in a mevi. So even from the young sapling in your yard, you cannot bring. Hadam Raz teaches us, Kishem Shayal de Chaya min Askena, just like the younger tree derives nourishment from the older tree, Kachaskenem Chaya min Ayalda, so to the older tree derives nourishment from the younger tree, and both of them cannot bring Bikurim. Neither then can bring Bikurim.
That was a different concept of grafting.
Right, well, grafting is different because not both are in the ground. Here, both are in the ground, so therefore, where it's going, it's bridging back and forth. So here it's different. You're right, of course it's different. Or Rabbi Yochanan says, Kulam ishum toras hagazon yardulayim. All these have to do with theft. Interesting, and it's going to be a major nafkamina, which we won't have time to see now, whether you get reshus or not. Okay, so the question is this here because a special there is a cost? That's Rabbi Yossi says. Amle Rabbi Yossi, masnisa mamra kain. Does our Rabbi Mishnah say that? Mezatam ain't no baby. For what reason don't you bring here? Nishum shneam reshus b'kriyat moscha. It says it's got to be your land. So it makes no difference if you got reshus or not. Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be a difference if you got permission or not, because the Asdu is Gzela. Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that it has to do with your land. So if it has to do with your land, even if you got Rishus, it's still not your land. Says, well, no. Tani, we have a price. Im Hevrich Birshus, maybe Vikoire. If you got permission, Yitake can bring Bikurim and read the Parsha, which is like Rabbi Yochanan. Say everything has to do with permission. So Admoscha means either your land or land you have permission on. Okay? We'll stop here for this evening. We're going to bring them, we'll come back to it Monday. Okay.